Glenn Westerman's book of poetry, Songs Blood Deep, takes readers on a poetic journey through the seasons. Songs Blood Deep is a rare, insightful book of poetry that takes readers on a journey through years and seasons. Glenn L. Westerman is a masterful storyteller who weaves English and Dakota languages together to share stories spanning generations. Her poetry is both gentle and profound, drawing readers in with lyrical beauty and deep insights. The organization of the book, divided into seasons, allows readers to accompany her on a deeply personal journey through her life. Whether you're a poetry enthusiast or simply looking for a captivating read, Westerman's work will surely leave a lasting impression. The book begins in fall with "My grandma told me that her grandma told her that her grandma told her." The author shares the struggle for acceptance among her peers and the longing for belonging. Burial of umbilical cords connecting to the land she felt that she didn't belong here. Why she left home, why she brought a picture of Minnesota. In winter, the author reflects on her past and the importance of storytelling. Her grandma is a recurring theme in the poems, and she shares her experiences of loss and remembers her loved ones. A grandma's birthday today, 100 years today, already gone 20. She writes in a poem November 16th. Spring is a season of hope and new beginnings, and his poem reflects this sentiment. In one such poem, Westerman moves away from her grandmother's story and shines the spotlight on her own experience with a hopeful tone. "At dawn I awoke to the sound of bird songs." She describes waking up at dawn to the sweet melodies of birds, and some of her poems incorporate the Dakota language, while others blend both English and Dakota. These elements add depth and richness to her work and make it a real joy to read. In the final chapter, Summer, the focus is on permanence. She shares the loss of her grandmother before she was born and the songs of remembrance and appreciation. Her grandma's stories are made permanent, and the tradition is carried through the musical poems. "We must hold on to our beds, hold on to our quilts, and hold on to our dreams" is written in a poem titled "A Place for Dreams," referencing the present, past, and the place of permanence in the future. The collection illustrates the changes made within Westerman's life. The descriptions bring life to her characters. Westerman is the poet laureate of Minnesota and has written "Follow the Blackbirds" in 2013. Other work she has done is "New Poets of Native Nations, 21 Poets for the 21st Century, When the Light of the World Was Subdued, Songs Came Through, a Norton Anthology of Native Nations Poetry." As critically acclaimed author, Westerman's work stands as a testament to the enduring power of poetry to bridge the past, present, and future and bring attention to the stories of her family.